Welcome to BioTime, a podcast to help you pass high school biology and understand the science of life. My name is Chris, and I'm your host today. Today, we will be going over multiple alleles, incomplete dominance, and codominance. These patterns of inheritance are quite unique as they operate outside of Mendelian genetics. In Mendelian principles, the alleles are always one or the other, like tall or short or yellow or green. But the patterns we're going to be going over today are not able to be explained by simple Mendelian genetics. We will discuss the way each pattern of inheritance functions and a couple of examples. Let's first discuss multiple alleles. As in the name, this is when multiple alleles are able to control one gene, and this results in an organism being able to have multiple possibilities to all result from one gene. For example, if we were to look at human blood type, we can see that it is controlled by three different alleles. You can either have an IA, IB, or just I allele. This allows for greater variation, as now multiple alleles will allow for humans to have four different blood types, as you'll either be A, B, AB, or O. In contrast, when you look at Mendel's experiment with peas, which only has two alleles, peas could only express two phenotypes, tall or short. A misconception that many people have is that when they think of multiple alleles, they say, because blood type is controlled by three alleles, then I must have three alleles for that gene. And that's incorrect, as humans are diploid organisms, and all diploid organisms only have two copies of a gene. One allele is passed down by your father, and the other by your mother, meaning you, in your own body, will only have two alleles for the blood type. There may be three alleles that exist in the population, but you will only carry the two that your parents passed down onto you. Now let's go on to discussing incomplete dominance. This is when a dominant allele is not able to completely mask the effect of a recessive allele, leading to a blending of both traits. Incomplete dominance only occurs in heterozygous situations, as you can only have a blend of something if they are different. We wouldn't be able to blend two alleles for white together to achieve a different colors, but if we had two different alleles, each coding for a different color, we could get a blend of the two. A example of incomplete dominance can be seen in snapdragon flowers. And fun fact, they're actually called snapdragons because when you squeeze the flower, it looks like a dragon opening and closing its mouth. Anyways, if a homozygous white snapdragon were to mate with a homozygous red snapdragon, the result would be a heterozygous pink snapdragon with a white allele and a red allele. Since neither the white or red allele is dominant over the other, incomplete dominance creates a blend of the white and the red, resulting in a pink flower. Now let's get on to our final topic of the day, codominance. This is when two different alleles are both simultaneously expressed. This is different from incomplete dominance, as incomplete dominance blends traits together, while codominance expresses both alleles separately without any mixture at all. Here's a better way to visualize this. This is a completely hypothetical situation, but if codominance was seen in snapdragon flowers, instead of a blend of pink flowers resulting from the white and red parents, you would actually end up getting a snapdragon that is half white and half red. Anyways, just like incomplete dominance, codominance only occurs in heterozygous situations. A real-life example of codominance can be seen in MN blood groups. And don't get these mixed up with the ABO blood groups we discussed earlier, as they're completely different things. Anyways, so the alleles involved with MN groups dictate whether you have an N molecule or an M molecule attached to your red blood cells. So if you are homozygous for the M molecule allele, you will only have M molecules. And if you're homozygous for the N molecule allele, then you will only express N molecules in your red blood cells. Where we see codominance occurring is in the heterozygous group, where one allele is for the M and the other allele is for the N. Instead of one being dominant over the other, the red blood cells end up having both M and N molecules on their surfaces. Now that we have discussed multiple alleles, incomplete dominance, and codominance, let's do a quick recap. Multiple alleles is when there are multiple alleles controlling one single gene. This means that there will be multiple different phenotypes for one trait. Instead of only having two blood types, we have four. Incomplete dominance is when a heterozygous organism blends both of its alleles together, as neither of its alleles are dominant over the other. We see this in snapdragons, as a red and white flower will blend together to create a pink flower. And finally, onto codominance. This is when a heterozygous organism expresses both of its alleles without any blending at all. We see this in MN blood groups, as in the heterozygous situation, with both M and N alleles, the result is a red blood cell with both M and N molecules on the surface. That wraps it up for this podcast on multiple alleles, incomplete dominance, and codominance. Thanks for listening, everyone.